Okay, I think we did
Okay, now we are live on the air. This is your host,
Rashad
Moore. This is Industry with Rashad Moore and my co-host.
Yes, Tiara Monique, we are here.
Okay, and today's topic is self-care and being a Black independent female artist, and it's so on time because right now I am been taking care of myself all week. I've had a couple of different just health hiccups is what I'm going to call them today, and I've been healing myself, and we've had a lot of conversations off air and centered around this topic already. We've pretty much essentially had 10 podcasts this week without recording them. But today, first of all, the first ailment that I had this week was an eye infection that actually reoccurred from, I had an eye infection a few months ago and it cleared up with medication. And this time around it manifested again. And I think it was just because I had caught a cold and it triggered it. And it just probably is, you know, still some remnants of it in my immune system. So I did use some Western medicine, which were some antibiotic eye drops. I am not against Western medicine, although I do like holistic and natural remedies when possible, or that's kind of the first thing I'll go to before I'll do Western medicine. Some of the things that I used to just cleanse my body was, one is an ionic foot bath. I have an ionic foot detox machine, and I originally purchased it because I had been doing them, at a spa here in Atlanta, and they had the service, and it just made more sense for me to purchase the machine because every time I was going, it was maybe like $40 for me to use their machine. And the machine was maybe like $100 for me to buy and have at home. So obviously with math, it made more sense for me to invest in it because I liked the product and I liked the results. And it fully scans your body and it pulls out any toxins in your body. And the way that it works, you can use tap water, any water, any clean water, which would, you know, most people have access to tap and salt and sea salt. And it's called the agitator that sends out, some type of electronic pulse. And go and do your own research. I'm not a medical professional or a doctor or anything. This is just based off of my own personal research for my own personal ailments and, you know, healthcare that I want to do for me, and that I, you know, this is something that I have found helpful, and it's something that I've suggested to others, and they found helpful as well. So before you go out and buy anything, you can take my word for it, but you know, go and obviously do your own research if this seems like something that you'd be interested in. So, yeah, the ionic foot bath machine is really great for, you know, detoxing your body of toxins and pulling out heavy metals. And helps with circulation. And I had a lot of inflammation. I suffer from eczema for years, and I had a lot of joint inflammation. And I also had dealt with varicose veins, which is hereditary for me. So anyway, the inflammation was the biggest thing. And ever since I've been using the machine, I really haven't had any joint discomfort. That and the additional exercising, walking and running and all that type of stuff helps as well. But the machine, if I feel like, you know, I'm feeling my knee is kind of achy, I just use the machine and I feel a lot better. But it's really helpful. It does a lot for your body. And while I had this eye infection, I was like, you know what, I'm just going to detox. You know, I pulled out the machine, I detoxed that way. And then I also did a yoni steam or vaginal steam. I don't know if you've heard of that. I have, you know, the herbs that I use are from Vibrant Soul. and Vibrant Souls. And I've been doing these themes for a few, several years. I started this a while back. And it's another good way to detox from, you know, internally, especially as women. And you don't have to go out. I just also want to say, you don't have to really go out and buy this bag of herbs like I did. When I first started this, I really went to just like a health food store. And that has here in Atlanta, they have, it's called Sevenanda. So if you're in Atlanta, Sevenanda has, they used to have a whole wall, because I haven't been there in a while, but they used to have a whole wall, and they still should have it, of all these different types of herbs. And pretty much, you know, a lot of places will have just a lot of, you know, dried herbs and stuff, but they have dried herbs. And you can just tell them how much you want. And a lot of it's like, you know, it'd be like 40 cents because it's so light, and they might charge by the ounce. But if you had an ounce of it, you wouldn't even need that much. So you can just make your own blends. There's recipes available online, or you can go to like what I would do. Mm-hmm. I would just look at the ingredients of a product that has the herbs. Like this product has motherwort, rosemary, mugwort, yarrow, lavender, calendula, rose petals, and that's all. So you could just take that recipe, go tell them, yeah, I need rose petals, calendula, lavender, and then it'll be like $2. If you only get like a quarter of an ounce of lavender, and it's $2 per ounce, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's only going to cost you like 50 cents. So that's the way that I was doing that at first. The only reason I got this big bag was for the convenience. And that's why.
Yeah.
But like, you can make your own blend. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The whole, like what you mentioned, the machine that you use to detox, I've seen that before, and I'm glad you mentioned that, because that's going to push me to, you know, invest in that, because I think the furthest I've ever gone when it comes to, like, you know, self-care and treatment from that standpoint of, like, different treatments that you use, especially when it comes to feet, one of the biggest things I found, because, you know, us girls, we like to have our nails and toes done, you know what I'm saying? So something else.
Which is also a form of self-care.
Exactly. And I know, like how you mentioned, you know, being able to cleanse yourself through your feet. And I know a lot of people think like, oh, you know, well, I get a pedicure and blah, blah, that's fine. But something else I found that goes with that is it's a peel. They have these peels now that you can use that really helps to shed all the dead skin off of your feet. And don't get me wrong, I know they take care of that when you get a pedicure, but I'm talking about, imagine, you know, how snakes shed a whole layer of skin from your body. Right. Like, that's what's happening. And I'm thinking, like, man, if I could combine those two, like, you know, to have that full, fresh layer of skin of feet, Lord. To have that whole fresh layer of skin on your feet, and then you follow up behind that with that cleanse. Oh man, that sounds really amazing. Now, I've tried to do, you know, my own toes and nails myself, but I'm not great at it.
Sometimes you have to leave to the professionals, you know?
You do have to leave it to them. But that's a great thing too. And the same thing with the herbs. I know for myself personally, I've really gotten into, you know, mixing a lot of herbs when it comes to different teas. Because I know for me, you know, I didn't have like a lot of health issues growing up, but I did experience, you know, like, health things, if that made sense. Like, you know, like when I was younger, I got chicken pox, and that was a whole thing. I learned the importance of Epsom salt and oatmeal baths, and that's something I'll still occasionally do for myself today, or as they say, like, take a spiritual bath and you get all the herbs and different aromatherapy and everything that really helps soothe and cleanse your spirit and your skin. But what I was getting at, that with the herbs, what I really found with making the teas, like, that was a really great thing too for self-care, because I found out temporarily that I was having an allergic reaction to onions. No idea why. It's changed now. I've gone back to normal, but with the different herbs of like I wish I could think of the name of them, like I think it's bladderwick, it's another one like with roots. I mean, I took a picture of a place. They had a whole spread of how, like you mentioned, in Atlanta, it's here in Chicago, a whole spread of different herbs, and they literally have it listed of all the different ailments or challenges that you may face that it helps with, whether you need help with getting sleep, you need help with your digestion, you need help with your cycle, you need help with skin, or like you mentioned, you were having inflammation. So those are some of the things that I saw, and then sea moss being a big thing too. So I found in my research, I found those to be very helpful, and I still incorporate like sea moss and elderberry just in my regular daily routine, just to make sure that I'm at my best, because I know both of us sing, so that's important too, being able to breathe
Yeah. So
clearly, making
how
sure
do you
your
feel like
system is at the best.
how do you feel like the tea helps you? Because that's really
How do I feel
popular.
like the tea helped
I tried
me?
it before, and I think it was it just I it mine like spoiled before I could really use all of it, and I didn't really feel the benefits that everybody was talking about. So I'm just curious, what benefits have you felt? I know it's still good, whether I was feeling the benefits or not, it was still healthy to have, but I
With the
could,
sea
I didn't,
moss,
yeah.
you know what? I really feel like it depends. I feel like it depends on, what's the best word I can use? Like the type that you get, and to be more specific, it's like how some people they'll get like, I guess you could say the sea moss like straight from the roots versus like some that's already made into like a gel, and that's
Right.
what I lean. I leaned into the gels, and not just the gels that have naturally been mixed with maybe like a few other things. Like I was mentioning, like elderberry was a really big thing in my diet too. So the sea moss that had the elderberry, I believe I seen someone else they were promoting sea moss, and it had like different flavors, like mango, and it was very interesting. I put it like that, but I think that's what makes a difference too, because you have to be able to consume it and not feel grossed out. Because some people would tell you that sea moss is kind of not the best tasting thing, and I like to enjoy whatever I'm consuming. So that was a big thing for me. That was a huge thing for me. But that's what I did. I stuck to the gel version of it. I still have some now as well. I know I probably need to restock, but that's what really made a difference. And for me, I would just take either a spoonful, in the morning, or I would mix it with my tea. And it was so interesting because if you love, do you like bobo tea?
I know, what is Bobo tea?
Like the bobo drinks that they have. It's like a, I believe it's like an Asian drink. I
Oh,
don't know how.
but the okay, you're talking about okay, yeah, I know exactly what that is. You mean
Yeah.
with tapioca balls in it?
Yeah. And that's what it reminded me of with my tea, but just, obviously a different taste, but not a bad taste. Not a bad taste at all. Because again, I was using the gel,
Yeah.
not like the fresh herb or leaves.
Okay.
Yeah.
So tell us about how are some of the tea mixtures that you've done? The tea with some
Ooh.
tea mixtures that you've created.
Man, I've created a lot of different ones. I know for a fact that I always go with a base first. Like so my base is either something with like a ginseng or echinacea or elderberry or chamomile. Like I'll have my base there, but then after that, it's just very simple. I'll maybe add some olive oil. Just depending on the flavor, I may add some either lemon or lime. And then from there, like either I would add the sea moss or I would just leave it plain like that. Because like I think I mentioned this before, I don't even add sweeteners or like sugar or honey or anything to my tea unless like, the herbs that I'm using are normally like strong. So like for example, if I make those type of teas, if I'm feeling, if I'm feeling really good and I really want to get all my nutrients in, I might add, one of my additional herbs to it, whether it's like the bladderwick or the I have to pull up my list because I don't remember all of them off the top of my head. But you know, I will say I appreciate an old friend of mine. She actually introduced me to some of this stuff originally because of, you know, like where her family comes from and her knowing about different things and holistic treatments. And once she introduced me to it, like I just kind of went all the way in by myself. We're trying to learn more and find out more, and then finding a place here in Chicago that, you know, supplies practically everything. You know, it just made it easier to really get into that habit and that lifestyle. And, you know, I missed eating onions too. I really did miss that.
I know this onion is like one of my staple, you know, items in my pantry and in my recipe. I love onions a lot, so that would have been really hard for me, if, you know, if that had ha something like that happened to me. So I feel your pain. And then anything new that you have to, you now feel restricted. You know, it's painful, and it's,
And
but it's
almost
amazing.
everything has onions.
Right, like
Everything,
once you can't
everything has
have it, you
onions.
be like, you know what? Everything seems to have what I can't eat in this. And but I know I cook almost, yeah, I cook a lot with onions. So yeah, if you were, you right, everything does have onions in my
Oh my
house.
God.
Like, girl.
Imagine, just imagine like the responses that I got, you know, when I would tell people, especially if I ordered food and I have to specify like, hey, does this have onions in it? And you know how sometimes people just assume like, oh, they just don't want onions versus like, no, I'll have an allergic reaction. I cannot have them. So if you could be so kind to let me know if this comes with onions or not. But yeah, and I got the list pulled up here too. Like, so some of the herbs, like, we said echinacea, we said that one. Another one, mulberries. That's a really, really nice one. Mesquite, spirulina, valerian root, chickweed. That's another one. It's so many. Oh my gosh,
Yeah,
it's so many of
let's
them.
talk about valerian root for a while, for a hot second. First of all, I want to say all this stuff is so great, and I've used a lot of these things. Ginseng tea is in my cabinet. I keep echinacea, elderberry. I love lemon in tea. I have to sweeten my teas. I have to have honey or a guava nectar, or even sugar. If I mean, like, I got to have something in my tea. Great cheese. I mean, unless it's light, I don't have to have, but I that's my preference. So more power to you, because I can't. It's got to have a sweetener. And I just want to talk about this valerian root. One of my favorite teas is the Nighty Night Extra. If you are somebody who has trouble winding down in the evenings, the Nighty Night Extra from medicinal, I don't know, wait, traditional medicinal. Traditional medicinals tea brand. I always get tongue-tied say that brand, but yeah, the 99 Extra is a staple. It is a part of my sleep hygiene, and you know, my routine to fall that I use to fall asleep, and it just makes me feel so cozy, and it's very relaxing, and it has valerian root. Valerian root is one of those ingredients that help you with falling asleep, the same, like, similar to melatonin. So that's
Okay.
something I wanted
And
to mention.
I do like them. There, I like that brand a lot too. Most of my teas, like if I'm just getting like straight teas made, yeah, they're definitely my go-to brand. Definitely so. But you know what? You made a really great point too, like how you have to have the you gotta have the honey or the agave. I mean, realistically, it's something that we're supposed to have anyway, which leads into another point because when it comes to taking care of ourselves, I don't know if you've seen this before, but a lot of things come up, or a lot of videos or articles, they'll come up and they always mention like the types of foods or things that you should eat or consume at least once a day that contribute, you know, to your overall health. And I found it to be a self-care treatment for myself. So they say like, you know, olive oil, honey, chocolate, garlic. And I believe it's one more thing. It's one more thing on that list. I think it's like either cayenne or cinnamon. I think it might be cinnamon. I think those are like the five things. So like even with making, yeah. So like even with making teas or smoothies or any type of meals, like I know I do my best to always try to make sure I incorporate all those things into my day as much as I can. Well, not as
Wow.
much as I can, but at least once.
Yeah, I get what you're saying, and that's so important that you have those little daily rituals and make sure you're getting those nutrients. And those, again, those are all powerful things that are in healing in so many more than one way. So that's perfect. And it's just it's so much stuff that we have to consider as women, and then as being being business women and being moms, we're caregivers and we have to take really good care of ourselves. So all this stuff is just like, so essential in your day-to-day life. And the better you take care of yourself from the day-to-day basis, it's gonna at least it's gonna lessen getting sick, or even if you do get sick, your immune system will be strong to, let that whatever it is pass by without affecting you too much. So yeah, and I realized that I didn't realize you were doing all of this stuff. Different. Like, oh, you're be incorporating. I mean, I guess, that's what you have to do. That's what this is all about. So I'm learning so much just from what you shared. And I'm just trying to think. It's so much. It's so much that so much that we have to do to take care of ourselves. There's so many things that we need that are important. I know one of my things that I'm trying to do more of is just simply drink more water. Staying hydrated is so important, especially when it comes to my skincare. I feel like rest and water are some of the most basic, easiest things you can do for self-care. Rest and water. If you're like, well, go out and get sea moss. Sea moss is, $30 for 10 ounces. The jars is like $30 or whatever. It's a lot. It can be, depending on where what your budget is and your disposable income to invest in it. The machine I was saying about the foot detox, I mean, that's at least $100. All these different herbs and teas and mixing this and making sure you have, I mean, I'm telling y'all, rest and water. You all have, we all most people have access to rest and water, and alkaline water and all that stuff is great, and getting higher quality water, absolutely. But tap water, I mean, you can still drink that and survive.
And
You
you
will
know
survive.
what? I'm so glad you said that because that's another thing too when it comes to like even with drinking water, boil it.
Yeah, boil it. That's an old trick to sterilize water and cleanse it. You can boil it.
It.
It's okay.
Boil
And
it.
you know what naturally is as alkalines water? Lemon. So when you get that $7 bottle of a gallon of water, it's not necessary. It's branding and marketing, and yeah, alkaline is great. However, you can alkaline you any water with lemon.
I
So it's
surely do that anytime I go out. Can I have a lemon slice of lemon, please? Thank you. Thank you very much.
So yeah, it's like self-care doesn't have to be expensive. Self-care, and it doesn't have to always mean making a purchase either. Rest is free.
Oh
Rest.
yes.
Say
And that is
no.
some of the
Just
best
say
care.
no. Self-care can be letting go of toxic people. It can be saying no to that invitation to where you didn't want to go. It could be, forgiving yourself for something that you haven't forgiven yourself for. It's so many things that you can do to take care of yourself, and that's, mentally, physically, emotionally. It's so many different ways to care for yourself. So I don't want anybody who is listening to feel like, oh, well, oh, I gotta go out and get all this holistic stuff and and start drinking herbs. And getting what is it, yoni steams. It's not, you
It's
don't
like
have
it's
to
to
do
each its
all
own.
of that. But it is, but I will say there is elevation in doing these type of rituals. It is elevation when you cleanse and detox your body. And if you're experiencing anything where you feel like you're stuck or stagnant, a lot of times, you know, when you were talking about the spiritual baths and things like that, water is cleansing. Taking a bath, or, you know, you automatically feel better, even if it's not a spiritual bath and you don't put anything in the water, you still feel good. If you go in the ocean and you come out the ocean, don't you feel like, oh, wow, it's just, your body feels good. Water is healing. So what was my point? I lost my train of thought. My point is, you know, I really lost my train of thought. But I'm just saying, you know, with self-care, elevation is what I was talking about.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of this stuff, when you're looking to elevate in your career, in your love life, and in your spirituality, just your connection, whatever it is, a lot of times, yeah, the detoxing and taking care of yourself and all that stuff, these different herbs, they have different spiritual properties as well. If that's something that you're interested in or that resonates with you, you know, mm-hmm. do your research. See, like, you know, if it's lavender, or just off the top of my head, I'm just saying, like, anything that you're like, man, I'm drawn to this or whatever, see what some of the spiritual properties are. Not just, and there's spiritual and health properties to pretty much every herb. And this is, you know, ancient information that people had already discovered. So, yeah, that's just a tidbit that I wanted to mention. Like, yeah, you know, you don't, if you're just starting out and you know, you don't have a lot of disposable income to invest in different herbs and machines and, you know, whatever else, you can start small. But it is very beneficial to you to do a lot of, you know, to just do some research. Do some research for yourself, and you'll see that the power of herbs and healing, not just, you know, ailments like physical ailments, but emotional and mental kind of ailments that you may be dealing with.
Mm-hmm. And you made a great point too, because, you know, self-care is a journey in itself. You have to take time to figure out what really works for you and what really, you know, gives you that sense of like you cater to yourself. Because, you know, as women, even from the time we're a young age, in my opinion, I feel like we naturally know, you know, what we like and what we enjoy and what contributes to our self-care. But it's not until we get older that we really start to put more of a specific notation on it in regards to like what things we're actually going to do intentionally in regards to our self-care. Because like I would say, even for me, like I didn't realize how much it was how much it was for me when it came to self-care, about mentioning what you said, like having my nails done. Like, it's something simple for some people. Some people may think, oh, that's just regular maintenance. But it's like, for me, no, this is really self-care, because I use my hands a lot. I'm mm-hmm. walking around and talking to people a lot. So when I finally sit down and do nothing, don't think, don't breathe. Well, I can't say don't breathe, but
breathing
slowly. But you know, when I finally sit down and relax, like that makes a difference. You know what I mean? Or even like, I'm a big meditator. Like, I meditate a lot, just because, you know, we're in business for ourselves. We have to think about a lot, manage a lot, you know, still cater to our own brands and things. So it is a journey. I didn't even realize, like, even mentioning like the teas and the herbs, I didn't even realize how much that would be a part of my self-care journey and just maintaining my health. So you made a great point, like, you know, take your time, do your research, figure out what works for you, what makes you, you know, feel good. Because somebody's self-care, you know, it may be going to the beach once a week and sitting, like how you say, by the water, looking at the sunset. That may be a part of their self-care. Somebody else's self-care, it may be diving into a book for like the next 2 weeks. You know, you never know. But whatever kind of keeps you feeling, you know, whole, feeling balanced, feeling like yourself, feeling like you're, as you say, elevating, you know, as they say, to your higher self, or being, you know, your highest self. But yeah, that's a really big thing. Even with like working out, I think I know working out and taking care of your body, it's like a given to take care of yourself. But I think sometimes that matters. Like, you can't just do any type of workout. You
Exactly.
can't, you know what I'm saying? Some people can't just go to the gym and that fulfills them. Some people have to maybe dance, or some people do yoga, or some people go do the, what is it, the aerial Pilates? Is that something?
Yeah, that's something. I know what you're talking about. I know. I don't know everything about it. But I think I think I know what you're saying. You're on the right track. I know what you're trying to say.
I know they get in that little sling. I want to get in a sling one day.
The point you're making is that self-care looks different for everybody, you know? It looks different for everybody. So find those things that make you feel the most like you're taking care of yourself. And I know, like, as women, a lot of times we forget to put ourselves first. And that's just anything for you. You're putting yourself, put yourself back in the driver's seat of your life. Put yourself first.
Yep, I
That's
agree. I
self-care.
agree.
Just put yourself first, you know? And I've had to tweak certain things that I've done. For example, it was I realized I was usually my kids, their dad, he takes them to school every day, you know. He would that's just what he that's his main re That was one of his responsibilities. And then before and then at one point I had to take them to school for like a week. And I remember, and even before that, I would only get up and give myself like 15, I would get up only, you know, a few minutes before my kids. And then that week where I was taking the school, I only got up 15 minutes before to get myself ready before I woke them up. And I realized, I was like, man, and I was getting to the school and I was like, you know, basically in sweats. And I was like, wait, Ashara, why are you showing up looking like this? When I was like, wait a minute. I said, you know, I realized, I'm like, I'm only giving myself 15 minutes to get ready, and this is the best I can look in 15 minutes. The best I can look in 15 minutes is with a hat on, some leggings and a shirt, and you know, my coat, or I don't even know what time of year it was. But the point is, I was like, this is the best you can do in 15 minutes. You only can wash your face, brush your teeth. You can't put any makeup. You don't have time to make up. You don't have time to do your hair. So that's why you have on a hat and or a scarf. This is why you only giving yourself 15 minutes to get ready. Why am I only giving myself 15 minutes when that's not realistic for me? So I started getting up an hour before so I can get fully put together, you know, and have time to myself. And that was a form of self-care. And even now, you know, I wake up at 5:30 most days, and I get them up at 6:30. Ever since, I was like, yeah, why am I only giving myself 15 minutes
Like, I need
to
way more than that. Oh my
Yeah,
gosh.
it was just like the epiphany was wild, because I was like, yeah, I never look right. Why am I not looking right now? Because yeah, you didn't have enough time. And also, I was finding myself kind of irritable. You know, because when it was, oh, I got to get, you know, I'm waking up and I'm immediately thrown into getting everybody else ready. I started putting myself first. That was a way for me to put myself first, is getting up. Even if I don't have to take them to school that day, I still get up early most days to just feed into myself, to pray, to meditate, to journal, to, you know, visualize my day. And so forth. I give back to myself before I give to my children. And that has been a game changer for me. And it makes being a caregiver easier because I've cared for myself first.
Yeah, agreed, agreed. And definitely in the mornings too. Like, I'm so glad that you said that, because I know where you're coming from. You got to get the kids up, and it's just like that little bit, because in your mind it's like, I want to make sure I'm well rested. Like, I don't want to be tired, and I don't want to feel like I'm just, running myself and burning myself on both ends. But at the same time,
you still need to give yourself that time so you can, you know, be fully in tune for the day and for whatever comes at you. So like, for example, how you mentioned just getting up that extra hour, like I know even for myself, like I purposely, when I wake up in the morning with my routine, like I do not look at my phone whatsoever unless I'm about to put music. Like that's really all I'll use it for in the morning, because during that time, when I wake up, my first thing is to write out all of my intentions for the day, whatever I need to, whatever's on my mind or whatever I'm thinking about. Like I have to do that. I have to make sure I have sunlight. And if it's not sunlight, cause you know, sometimes it's dark during the winter time, like we're in the stone ages, you know, I will get a ring light, make it as bright as I can, just to have that sense of like, okay, this is the day. And even if I still feel like maybe I wasn't as rested or I didn't get enough sleep or whatever the case, you know, I will make sure that I'm out of the bed, and I will make sure that I'm on my yoga mat, because that's a thing too. You know, sometimes it's okay to still just lay and let your mind wake up to the day, but that doesn't mean stay in the bed. And that's something that I had to teach myself too, like, because I would be up, but it's like, I'm still kind of cold, but I'm awake. I'm just going to lay here and I can still do everything. But it's like, no, I can't lay in the bed. I have to get up and, you know, get on my mat, get on my meditation and do everything that I need to do. Even though I'm doing the same things, I'm physically placing myself somewhere different. So now my intentions are that much more impactful, you know, in regards to what I'm doing. So that's a really big thing too. Or even like, you know, just taking the time to pick out your outfits for the week. Like that's something that really made a difference too in my self-care, because, you know, it's easy to pick out your outfit the day before. Like anybody can do that. But when you actually set time to like put your outfits together for the week, the same way that we do, let's say if we're going on vacation somewhere, I'm like, because I would think about that. I think about the times I go out of town or I go on these different trips, and I'm like, man, like I really had my life laid out and I knew what I was doing. I didn't have to think about what I was putting on. I knew what time I needed to be up, et cetera, et cetera. I'm like, why am I not treating life like a vacation all the time or some type of trip?
Wow.
Because clearly that is what I like.
Treat life like a vacation. Yes. What are the new words I'm going to live by?
You have to. Yes. And I know for me, it's been, like how you say, it's a journey. It takes time to figure out what works for you. And it's taken me time to learn that, not because I didn't understand those things about myself, but, you know, at the same time, we all go through different transitions in life too. So, you know, if you're having constant changes and transitions as well, obviously it's going to be hard to consistently implement something into your daily routine, but at the end of the day, you still know what works for you and you just kind of have to adapt, you know, that process to whatever your current situation is. And that was the part that I had to learn, because, you know, I've lived, I ain't gonna say all over the country, but I've moved quite a bit. So like some things I really had to start and then stop, because I had to give attention to this part of my life. And then, you know, I had to go figure this out or whatever the case may be. But it's just like, even with that, me picking up on that point of how I treated myself when I would make these plans and trips and go out of town, meeting with different people, vacation, whatever the case was, regardless of what was going on around me, I still had that center. So I learned to apply those pieces to my life. And even now, like, you know, I'm looking at how I think I told you the other day, I was really going through a lot of clothes and getting rid of old stuff, you know, that I hadn't got a chance to take out yet. And I'm like, man, I got a lot of outfits over here. I don't know why I want to keep go shopping. I don't know why I want to keep shopping, but you know, us women like to shop anyway, but still. That's self-care in itself.
That's retail therapy. Self-care. Okay.
Yes.
Shopping can be, you know what, shopping really can be a form of self-care, especially if you need a new look. Sometimes you get stuck and you need a pick-me-up. You need to, you know, step into your power and go and just get a whole new vibe. And, yep. You know, I feel like that's a form of self-care, because when you look in the mirror and you see like, wow, I look good, I like what I have on, that's mm-hmm. you're gonna feel 10 times better than if you have nothing in your closet that looks good and you hate everything that you put on.
Exactly. Because you know, like, baby, I get a new hairstyle, ooh, I feel new.
Yeah, that's right. Getting your hair done, when you first walk out the salon, you're like, okay, everything is right. It's in place.
Mm-hmm. Good. It does make a difference, yeah. Because all us, I feel like, in my opinion, all of us women, when we look at ourselves in the mirror, we want to be like, yep, I'm the girl I think I am in my head. Like, that's how you want to, you know what I'm right. saying? Like, that's how you want to feel, like how I feel about myself. And how I see myself in the highest form, that's what I want to see when I look in the mirror. Anything less than that, it's just like, it's not given. It's not. At least that's how I, like, you know, that's how I see it for myself. I don't know how it works for everybody else, but that's a big thing. So, yeah, the hair, the clothes, taking that time to really give yourself that extra time in the morning or however you prepare at night. You know, whatever you got to do for your body, I'm definitely going to go find that machine.
You're going to love it. You're going to love
it. I've seen it. And if I'm not mistaken, I don't think it's like, you know, it's an investment, but it's not super crazy expensive either at all.
You can use it multiple times. It's, you know, I've had mine for a couple of years.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, so I definitely get into that because it does make a difference, and that's the biggest thing. And you know, with that, speaking of, like, I think we were talking about it earlier, I made mention of it earlier. I know a lot of folks nowadays have really gotten into the crystals. Like, it's such a huge thing. And I know for me, like, I have some. And you know, they came with some other things that I got, and I do like them because they're appealing, in my opinion. They're nice to look at, but also it does give me a sense of like connecting and staying grounded, you know, with mm-hmm. our natural environment, and that's something that I do really appreciate. But to take it even a step further, I think something else that really got me is the way that people incorporate it into different products. And it was the funniest thing to me. I don't know if you ever watched The Most Expensivest, the show that 2 Chainz had on Vice.
Yeah, I used to watch it.
So it was this, yeah. Oh my gosh. So
I haven't seen it in quite a while. But I did watch several episodes and I did enjoy it.
Mm-hmm. So like I rewatched it not too long ago because I was just getting some ideas about, I think this is some stuff we talked about, like events and different things. And one of the episodes, I'll never forget, he actually did it with Angela Simmons. And mm-hmm. there was a lady, I'm going to see if I can find it, but there was a lady on there and she had a particular brand. And the brand was in regards to water, but she had these particular I don't want to say decanters, it's not for wine, but she had these different like vases and things that she used that you put the water in, and it had crystals with it. And she had like this, I wish I knew the exact name of it, but it was like this wand that had this big crystal at the end of it that you place inside of the container of water. And it's like you get the healing powers of the crystals when you drink the water.
Yes.
And I've never seen anything like that.
I've been wanting to invest in that. It's a water bottle with, like, they have amethyst or rose quartz or mm-hmm. a couple of other ones. Hi, listener. Thank you for joining us. This is Industry with I'm your host, Ashar Damore, and my co-host,
Tiara Monique.
Thank you so much for joining us. And today's topic is self-care and being a Black independent female artist. Since you're just joining us, we were talking about the healing power of crystals and mm-hmm. thing that and your drinking water. So Tiara was Just go ahead, girl. Just finish what you were saying.
Yeah. And you know what? As we're sitting here talking, I'm trying to see if I can find it because I know that I saved it because she also had she had one for wine too. So I'm like, ooh, that sounds like
Yeah, for wine.
That's right on my alley. And
that's,
don't
let that's not self-care.
Whoever, right? I was like, don't let anybody tell you different. Mimosas are a form of self-care, okay? Just, you know, be easy. Just be easy. But yeah, I thought it was just so interesting. I'm looking to see if I can find it because I thought it was the coolest thing that I had seen. And I think this is it. This is a crystal something. But yeah, it was pretty dope. And even outside of it just being to like, you know, I guess you could say infuse your water, it was actually very visually appealing. So I couldn't help but to be intrigued by this. But yeah. Oh my
Yeah.
gosh, I think I found it. Vita Jewel.
Awesome.
That's the name of it. Vita Jewel.
Oh wow. Okay. I'm gonna look that up. There's a another type of water bottle that I'm interested in, and actually an acquaintance of mine, she sells them. It's the copper water bottles. And it's copper is I actually wear copper a lot. That was something I was wearing to help with inflammation as well. And there's other properties that copper gives you when you wear it, and it just goes into your bloodstream through your skin. So I
I
have a
remember you
copper
telling me that.
that I wear, and I actually need to start wearing again. But I honestly I don't even have that much problems with the my inflammation anymore because with the copper between the copper and the ionic foot baths, I really don't have very much problems, joint issues anymore. But the copper water bottle was really interesting to me, and that's something else you can get the properties of the copper through your drinking water. And I didn't know about that until she introduced me to that concept. So that's another easy way to get, some of those type of healing properties, as well as the gemstone water bottle or decanters, or you were just speaking about. So there's just so many different ways that you can take care of yourself, and you can get spiritual kind of properties and natural healing remedies through just drinking water and just putting your water in something that's, something that's healing.
And you know what? That's so interesting that you say that too, because now that I'm thinking about it, like how we say, you know, we all go on our journey to figure out what works as far as self-care. Like water, that was such a huge shift for me when it came to looking at my health, because that's, I think this was like 2016, 2017, when I really gain knowledge on the importance of understanding what type of water you consume. And you know, I've always enjoyed water, but I didn't realize the difference until I came across it's a company called Enagic, and they make these water machines. You know, they're high ticket items, but definitely worth it. I've had one myself as well, and they turn any type of drinking water, you know, coming from any type of water source like your sink or whatever the case is, into pure alkaline water. And I know that we have a lot of different companies and vendors out there, you know, from Core to Life and Smart Water, and they're great. I enjoy them too, Fiji, all of that. But outside of those, like this is actual, it was an eye opener for me because it was my first time drinking pure alkaline water. And even with drinking those different brands, like I still know the difference with using that machine. And it what made me realize how important it was, you know, beyond my knowledge at the time, was the fact of, you know, learning about your pH, not pH, yeah, I think I said that right. Like, you know, your levels, your alkaline
I know
levels,
that's
your
basically what
pH.
it is. It's the pH levels and the water that difference, and that's what makes it alkaline or not. And that's the same. Even in our bodies, you can check your pH levels and see if you're alkaline. That's another thing that if you think something is off, you can check your pH balance of your body with
And
the they have
it made such a
You do
difference.
that with water too. You can test the pH with the pH test strips, and you can see what pH level that your drinking water is, and you know, that can help determine a lot of things. I don't know what it's supposed to be alkaline off the top of my head. I mean, I guess I could pull that up, but I'm choosing not to right now.
And you know, I'm glad you said that, because that's why I like them so much, because they gave all that information. They went through the videos. It was like a whole thing, and I really enjoyed it. And it was like, I noticed the difference it made when I was using it. Now, side note, the only reason I don't have it now, it got lost in storage. That's a whole story. But anyway, I was using it, I know, right? I realized the difference, because not only could you use it the way the machine was set up, not only could you use it for your drinking water, but you could use it to make sure you cleansed your food. That was such a huge thing, because you saw the difference in cleansing your food. Like if you rinse off a tomato in the sink with the tap water versus rinsing off the tomato with the alkaline water coming from the machine. They had a version that you specifically use for your face and your skin. You know what I mean? A version that you use, you know what I mean? It made such a difference. And I remember at that time, like when I was using the machine, it really did make my skin glow more. I lost a lot of body fat. Even with my food tastes way cleaner. And so it, like, you know, it just got me in that mindset of like, man, I really want to make sure I hone in on how I'm taking care of myself, because just a simple change in my water made such a difference. And it was such a trickle down effect from there, like we were talking about, from there to the food, to the herbs, to the small tweaks that we make in our physical care, from, you know, our feet, our hands, our hair. It just all made a difference. So yeah, if I do get another machine, when I get another machine, I'm gonna get that VitaJoule and they're gonna have a party together. Let's put it like that.
Yeah, and I don't know if it's the same company, but I've, you know, my family member of mine, she had a machine that did just that. I don't know if it was the same company, but the water quality is so different. I mean, every time I go over to her house, I would drink like at least 3 glasses. Like it was so pure and clean. It's night and day from any other water. Even if you drank the cleanest, you know, spring water or other alkaline brands, it was definitely different. And then one thing I was saying when you brought, I was thinking about when you brought up cleaning the food and, you know, all those things, how it made a difference in your food quality. There's another thing, something that you can do that I've been meaning to do for a while. I've been wanting to get, like, there's these shower heads that have filters on them. And that's something that I'm wanting to install in my bathroom. And they have filters for your sink. Because when it comes to my skincare, I was like, you know what? I do need to put the cleaner water on my face and my skin. And that would probably also help with any thing that you're having, if you have like body acne or acne on your face, mm-hmm. have eczema or any type of skin ailments that you're dealing with. You know, it's if you're still using tap water on your body and I'm drinking alkaline water every day, but
by the gallon, you're just counteracting the product.
But you're just counteracting. So making sure I switch those out is going to be a priority, because it's something I've been thinking about.
Yeah. And that does make a difference too. It really does. And, you know, even with that, like, you know, if you got the alkaline water and you have that particular shower head as well, man, now you got to dive into the products too, because that's something that I'm making it a mission to really stock up on a lot of different natural products that I, you know, so I can have my own things, because I think we were talking about that too. You know, a lot of the organic things, like the different soaps, the washes, different things, like they're all great. But man, I know for me, I just never seem like I have enough product and I want more product. Like, you know, if I get some turmeric soap, or I get some black soap, or I get, you know, some organic wash, I feel like, you know, a week goes by and I'm like, man, where'd my stuff go? Like, I need some more of this. Yeah.
That's need to buy in bulk. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
You're going to buy in bulk.
Yes, and not just in bulk. I'm talking about the machines too. Like, rack me up. I'm gonna set up a station.
That's definitely something I do you want to brand, I have, guys, look, first of all, I want to give a shout out to our listener. And if I hope I'm saying this right, Onward or On Y'all. Tell me how to pronounce your name in a message, because I don't want to mess it up. But thank you so much for sending your message, and I'm so happy that you're enjoying our content. We really appreciate you listening. So please spread the word. Tell everybody about industry. We're gonna have so many topics that we're talking about today. If you're just now tuning in, this is Industry. I'm your host, Ashara Moore, and this is my co-host. Today's topic is self-care and being a Black independent female artist. Industry is about, we're just giving gems of all the stuff that we've been through as entrepreneurs and independent artists in the industry from our perspective as being, you know, Black women. So that's the premise of the podcast. If you like that, again, please share our content with everybody else. Follow us. You can follow me at Ashara Unlimited. That's A-S-H-A-R-A-H Unlimited on Instagram. And, you know, feel free to reach out anytime. Yeah. If you have show suggestions, anything like that, we're open. And this is really a dialogue. It's not just us getting on here and just talking. We really want to help our community out and, you know, talk about some of the things that we're going through, not just professionally, but personally, because all that stuff is intertwined. And Tiara, do you want to say anything?
I mean, one thing I will say is that I know there are a lot of things that, like how you mentioned, like us as independent artists and especially Black women, we go through these different journeys and experiences, and you don't see a lot of, and at least nowadays, I don't think, in my opinion, you see a lot of spaces where these topics are really discussed. I mean, they're discussed in some capacity, but not from the perspective of being an independent artist, and especially not being a Black female artist that's independent, it's like that. So, you know, with that being said, you know, it's very appreciated. It's much appreciated for those that tune in, that can relate, those that, you know, want to be supportive of the cause and the message and the topics, and really just take time to, you know, gain some perspective about, you know, how we navigate through this industry and what we deal with and how we approach it, and our, I guess you could say, our remedies for these types of, you know, situations and setups that we have. But yeah, definitely support. You know, you can follow us. We're just getting started here with our second episode. I'm on Instagram as well, Tiara Monique. That's T-I-A-R-R-A, Monique, one word. But yeah, that pretty much wraps up everything so far. I don't know if you had any last words for them, but that might have been your last word.
You know, that's fair. I think you ended everything very eloquently, as you usually do. And that is it for tonight.
Yeah. So until the next time, guys, we'll catch you all later. Peace out.